This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Viajo. An Israeli airstrike has killed 20 people in central Gaza, mostly women and children, and fighting rage across the north. Israel's leaders are meanwhile airing divisions over who should govern Gaza after the war, now in its eighth month. Benny Gantz, a member of Israel's three-man war cabinet, has threatened to leave the government if a ban is not formulated by June. If a plan is not formulated by June 8 that includes an international administration for post-war Gaza. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected in Israel on Sunday to discuss an ambitious U.S. plan for Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel and help the Palestinian Authority to govern Gaza in exchange for a path to eventual statehood. Voters in the Dominican Republic will take to the polls Sunday in general elections likely to reinforce the government's crackdown on its shared border with crisis-stricken Haiti. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Hundreds of thousands of people have fled the violence-stricken nation. The president has built a Trump-like wall along his country's border with Haiti and has carried out mass deportations of Haitians. Such policies have fueled accusations of human rights abuses, but have also been highly popular among voters. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The DRC Congo military on Sunday thwarted an attempted coup in Kinshasa involving, quote, foreigners and Congolese, an army spokesperson said. An attempted coup d'etat has been stopped by the defense and security forces, said General Sylvain Ekeny in a message broadcast on national television. He added that foreigners and Congolese, including their leader, would no longer cause any harm. In Washington, this is VOA News. Dozens of people scrambled towards an aid truck delivering relief goods from the direction of a U.S.-built pier off of Gaza Strip on Saturday. Aid deliveries began arriving at the pier on Friday as Israel comes under growing global pressure to allow more supplies into the besieged coastal enclave, where it is at war with Palestinian militants Hamas and a famine looms. Britain said on Friday it had delivered its first aid shipment via the pier. Aid groups, the United Nations and Israel's closest allies have all demanded that Israel do more to get aid into Gaza, which has been largely laid to waste by the Israeli campaign launched last year after the Hamas-led attacks on Israel on October 7. Ukraine's divisive mobilization law comes into force as a new Russian push strains frontline troops. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The legislation, which was watered down from its original draft, will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. It also provides incentives to soldiers, such as cash bonuses or money toward buying a house or car. The measures reflect the growing strain that more than 2 years of war with Russia has had on Ukraine's forces, who are trying to hold the front lines in fighting. That's sapped the country's ranks and stores of weapons and ammunition. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A judge's decision in a lawsuit against Ohio's ban on most abortions could be near. Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins' rulings could come as soon as Monday. It will take into account voters' approval in November of a constitutional amendment assuring an individual's right to make their own reproductive decisions. In 2019, bans most abortions once cardiac activity is detected. It has been mostly paused by the courts since it was enacted, except for a brief window in 2022 after Roe v. Wade was overturned. The state wants the law's notification and reporting requirements to stay. President Joe Biden is delivering the commencement address at Morehouse College, the historically black, male-only institution in Atlanta. The speech on Sunday offers Biden an election year appearance before a black audience, a key voting bloc for Democrats. It also could directly expose Biden to the anger that some students on campus have over his handling of the war in Gaza. In Washington,